Hello, my name's Revenge, and today I'm going to be doing something different. I'm going to be discussing my thoughts on transgenderism. And frankly, I believe that transgenderism is a mental illness. Not because of my right-wing Christian conservative views, no. And there are going to be those people that are probably going to say, well, you're a Christian, you probably think that being gay is a mental illness too. No. While I am Christian, at least with being gay, there's actually some plausibility to it that you can achieve. Being transgender, it is impossible to change your gender, because there's still your skeleton, which is conformed to your gender, your chromosomes, which are conformed to your gender, your very DNA tells your gender. And then people are going to point out that their genders like XXX and XXY and YYX or some bullshit like that. No. Those are not genders, those are genetic disorders. If you want to see my proof for this, just go into the description for the sources that I will be featuring in this video. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. I firmly believe that transgenderism is a mental illness. And I firmly believe that mutilating your body to conform to this gender thing that you believe in, strictly you, is very harmful to yourself. Seriously, what's the point of damaging the one body that you get with surgery and hormones? And once you undergo the process of transgenderism, the results are either hard to reverse or impossible to reverse in the first place. And thus you end up with a potentially permanently ruined body and no way to change back to your old self. Speaking of hormone therapy, research has shown that hormone therapy has been known to cause cancer. Hence why they stopped giving it to women going through menopause. But then you're going to say, but Revenge, why are they giving it to transgender people if it causes cancer? Simple answer, because you idiots fight for it. And there are other factors that play into this, like doctors not giving a shit, doctors wanting to be progressive, etc. In the end, though, this hormone treatment is a detriment to your health. And even if you say, fuck it, bring on the cancer, there are still going to be underlying problems. Like, for instance, even if transgenders go through the full transformation process, they still feel depressed, and there is a high suicide rate amongst transgenders, meaning that the transformation does nothing. Then there's the fact that most male-to-female transgenders never get rid of their dick. And the reason for this is that if you were to do that, your genitalia would cease to function and your body would try to close it up as a wound. And sure, you can put a sandbag up there and try to keep the wound from closing, but if your partner is any bigger than your hole, it'll hurt you much more than a normal woman would. This is the reason why Bruce Jenner, has never gotten rid of his dick. So, these male-to-female transgenders can't even go for the stretching argument of, hey, I mutilated my dick into a vagina, so I must be a woman, right? Also, what's up with these made-up gender names like intergender, bigender, gender-neutral, non-binary? What the fuck?
I'm gay!
Seriously, what's the point of having everyone call you this? At the end of the day, these labels are superficial and only that. No one calling you these names will not affect you. Claiming yourself as one of these made-up genders does nothing. As Batman once said in Batman Begins, it's not what I am, it's what I do that defines me. And yet, you proceed to put yourself in this box because today, in 2016, people aren't people. They're a label. Hey, I'm a bi-gender, genderqueer, Fox Otherkin. All in all, though, while I do believe that this transgenderism thing is a mental illness, that doesn't mean I'm unsympathetic with their plight. Going through life unsure of what you are or who you are, it's very difficult.
I had the same problem in high school. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life before I discovered music and voice acting. And if you're going through something similar to this, where you're unsure of yourself and you don't know who or what you are, seek a psychiatrist. Don't destroy your body. Because in this life, you only get one body, and only one. And destroying your body proves nothing. But this just about wraps up my thoughts on transgenderism. This is Revenge, and I hope to hear from you soon.